look forward to it. And I kind of wanted to just offer this as just something for women or anybody else who may be inspired and want to connect with this type of energy, or just are wanting to connect better with themselves. You know, this kind of gives a different perspective of how we see Valentine's Day. You know, it's not just about, oh, I have someone to celebrate with. You can celebrate yourself. You can honor yourself. And I think you do an amazing job at assisting women with doing that. And so my next question for you is, what inspired your self-love journey? So what kind of inspired you to kind of go deeper within yourself and implement the practices that you utilize now to better your own life?
I think maybe it was a mix of different things, mm-hmm. just different life experiences. I think at certain phases of my life, I've reflected back on certain actions that I've done or not done. And I thought about where I was. And so when I was in graduate school, I felt like is when I really started to focus on self-love, right?
Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's a platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast.
I don't think at that time I felt like it was focusing on self-love. I just think it was just what happened. And so at that time, you know, I really got into personal development. I really got into mindset work. I was doing a lot more yoga, as that person down below had said. I was learning about crystals. I was learning about holistic womb wellness. And so I was learning about all these things that do take it back to self. And so I was doing actions towards that. But I don't think I was in a conscious state of I'm on my self-love journey until maybe a few years after that, you know, when I had words for it. And then it's also a combination of my business. So for Goddess Detox, I was selling like self-love inspired products. But at one point I was like, but I really want to teach women, like, you know, what it really means to love yourself. Like, you can, you know, buy a product and you can do the act of the product, whatever the directions are. Mm-hmm. And you may do an act of self-love and self-care. But that's just because you buy the thing and use the thing doesn't mean you really truly honor yourself. Doesn't mean you truly like love yourself, right? And so I feel like at one point when I had started Selfish Babe, like I really wanted women to be like selfish about themselves. And I feel that way about me, like in my own life, like what actions did I take to get to where I'm at? And I always like to bridge it back to self-love because, and when I talk about self-love or I talk about selfishness, I'm talking about it from a different perspective than we normally hear. I'm talking about you putting yourself first. And so a lot of times people will think that I mean this really negative connotation about selfishness, and I don't. But I am saying, if nobody else really mattered, what would you do? Like, how do you feel about certain things? How do you want to live your life? Is your life truly authentic to you, or is it a life that you're living for somebody else, or living up to other people's expectations, right? And so when I started, I used to go live on Facebook in a Facebook group like once a week, and people would ask me questions and I'd answer them. But sometimes I'll just share my journey and my perspective on things. And a lot of women are, you know, are not necessarily living an authentic life to them. It's either expectations of society, expectations of their partner, expectations of their parents, expectations of a job. And so when I think about women truly knowing who they are, truly loving who they are, I just think what a really beautiful world we can have. Because oftentimes people think when I'm saying selfish, it means you're not ever thinking about community and other people. But what I'm saying is that when a woman is selfish enough to pour more and more into herself and put herself first, the community ultimately benefits. It's just a natural thing that happens. Like, if you're feeling full within yourself, you naturally want to be a giver. You know what I'm trying to say? And so for me, people don't look at it in that aspect, but that's the aspect that I'm coming from. And so for me, it's just different life experiences. I remember there was one time I had looked back in one of my ex-partnerships and I had asked myself a question and I had shared it with my selfish babes. And I was like, hey, if I had a daughter right now, would I want to stay in this relationship? Mm-hmm. And I had to ask myself that through not me, but through an aspect of me that hasn't even come to this world yet. And my answer was no.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.
Oh, and so then it was like, well, why would I want to stay in this relationship if I don't want my daughter to stay in this relationship? You know what I'm trying to say? So that was something that, those are reflections that I have about some of my experiences that I look back on to tell me where I was in my journey. And at that point, because I even had to ask myself that question through another aspect of me, like, for example, a daughter, I'm like, I felt like I didn't really love who I was then, or I wasn't able to just make my own decision for me, not somebody that doesn't exist yet. So that's kind of like how I got started in terms of my self-love journey. And it's just unfolded. I mean, it could be different things. It could be like doing more affirmations. It could be like learning more spiritual bath, getting more into my spirituality. It can be the certain choices that I make for myself, right? I had left a relationship where I was with a man and now I'm with a woman because I wanted to be, I wanted to like experience that part of myself that I wanted for a very long time, but I didn't give myself that opportunity. And so it wasn't until about 3 or 4 years ago where I gave myself that opportunity, right? So it's like it unfolds during time and it unfolds through different experiences and the decisions that I make or the decisions that I don't make. And so I just like to kind of share examples for other women. I like to talk to other women about their own particular self-love journeys and what they're doing. Because for me, self-love is like so many different aspects, right? It could be like going after our dream life, our dream career. Like right now you teach your sensual classes and your couples yoga. An aspect of, I would point, like self-love is you like saying, I'm going to teach live. I'm going to bet on myself and actually do this. That's an aspect of loving yourself. And so I just always want to relate, like the way that we navigate through life, like self-love is like the basis, but people may not think about that right away, but it is literally the basis, whether it comes to self-belief, whether it comes to discipline, patience, healing from past traumas and wounds, etc. It's like all of that always comes back to self. And so when I talk about women being selfish, it is about you. It's all about you.
Cool. So you definitely, oh my goodness, you hit on so many points and you answered a couple questions I was going to ask you. Oh, I love it. And I did want to kind of emphasize what you said about how self-love, or, you know, being selfish, it doesn't just end with you. It doesn't end with your life. It impacts the people that you're around. It impacts your friends. It impacts your community. And one thing, I remember hearing this in a song, I think his name is King Los, but I remember hearing this song like years ago, and he was like, it ain't selfish to love yourself more, because if you loved you more, maybe you can love a few more.
I like that.
And whenever I started to, you know, become more aware of like my self-love journey and all that good stuff, I was realizing like, oh shit, this not only impacts me, it impacts my relationships. My relationships got better the more that I learned how to love myself and figure out, you know, what I need. And I also love how you pointed out like self-love can look different for different people. And yeah. It can be different things. You going after your dreams, you going after your goals, you standing up for yourself. So I really, that was going to be my other question to you. Like, what do you think self-love is, or, you know, what does that truly mean? But it can mean different things for different people and different women. So I really like how, you broke that down.
I was going to say different phases. Oh, it can, like, in different phases of your life, different things are going to be priority. Or it's like, oh, am I in a phase where, for example, I wrote a post this morning about, keeping promises to yourself. But I also said not to not necessarily beat yourself up if the promise wasn't kept. I said, keep the promises you can keep to yourself. You know, your promises. And then, oh, you didn't do this one thing you said you was going to do. And then now you're beating yourself up about it. And I'm just like, no, that's not the point. I just think it's where you're at. Are you in a season? Like when I first started my business, I was probably in a real season of like discipline and putting in a lot of masculine energy. That's not my season right now. My season right now is Divine Feminine. You know what I'm trying to say? But I'm mixing the two, right? And so right. At different points in your life, different things are going to come up, and you have to be the one to be like, what are you focusing on? You know?
So, I love that. I really, because that is so true, because it's going to look different at different phases, and it's going to change. And I think one thing I have personally had a hard time with, or one thing I've had to kind of allow myself to do, is have more compassion for myself as I'm on this journey of striving for the life, or creating the life that I desire, is to not beat myself up if something doesn't go a certain way, or, you know, I make a mistake or anything of that nature. So learning how to have compassion for myself and hold space for myself has been a major thing for me throughout this journey as well. So I love how you emphasize that too. So another question I wanted to ask, it kind of may go with what we were just saying, but why do you think it's important for women to have a connection to their wombs and to their pussies and their vaginas?
I think it's really important that women are connected to their pussy power, as I like to say, because you have it. It's simple. You have it, and I feel like we should utilize it. And I feel like we hold so much of our emotions there. We hold so much trauma there. We also really hold a wonderful power of creation there. And I feel like it's a place that a lot of people dump on, and a lot of people don't clear out. I remember, like, at my event, I had talked about, like, pollution. Like, your vagina can, or your womb space can accumulate pollution, right? Whether it's the emotions that we hold on there, whether it's, like, things that we wanted to say and we didn't say, whether it's the anger, whether it's the hurt, whether it's the disappointment. And then, you know, you have sex with people, and sometimes you may regret having sex with somebody. I mean, you know? So it's just, like, there. Oh. People dump, or even you can dump your own pollution into your womb space. But how do we start, like, acknowledging that space? Because I feel like it's just such a powerful aspect about being a woman. And I don't mean, like, when I say this, I don't mean necessarily to take out the women that maybe had hysterectomies or such like that, because from Queen of Fools, she's always saying women have the spirit of the womb. And so even if you're a woman listening and you feel like, oh, well, I, you know, they had a hysterectomy, it still equates, like, energetically, you can still utilize the energy of your womb space. And so for me, it's just important that women connect there. It's important to cleanse it. It's important to speak to your womb space, to your vagina. And I just feel like you feel so much more connected as a woman, and what you can do when you start looking at that space from a spiritual perspective and an energetic perspective, versus just a place that somebody goes down on, a place that, I can have babies from. Like, it's just more than that. And I just feel like more women, because we have it, we should be utilizing this power. And we often don't, because we only look at it as this physical thing and not like a portal. Like, I like to say it's a portal, you know?
Exactly. Man, that was very powerful. Girl, it's like speechless, but you are hitting some really amazing points. I think when it comes to women and our sensualities and our sexualities, throughout you know, history and time, it has been known that, oh, this is for your man, or this is for, you know, basically to serve someone else. But whenever we can shift that perspective and that narrative to honor ourselves, to conduct our own healings, and really to connect to our pussies and our wombs and vaginas,
yeah,
to get to know ourselves and to get to know that part of ourselves outside of the bedroom, outside of it just being about pleasing someone else or just someone else pleasing us. So I really like how you hit on that point. And I'm going to tell y'all, get her pearls.
Thank you.
Baby, I'll be in the shower. My pussy power wash, I put it on. I say my affirmations, bro. But I'm good, child.
Thank you. You guys go to goddessdetox.org. Okay, thank you.
Now, and I'm actually, if you are coming to my class on Saturday, I purchased one for my good sis, and I am doing a giveaway, so someone will have an opportunity to win that Pussy Power Goddess Detox Feminine Wash. I absolutely love it. Like, I'm on, like, my second or third bottle. It just really does a lot for you, and this is why I wanted to highlight my sister, because her products have helped me a lot in my self-love journey and connecting with my womb. And when I was back in college, before her and I even like became,
that's how we met.
That's how we met, because I came across her pearls and I was like, damn, I need this. I need to detox my womb. Goddamn. And I reached out to her and I bought her pearls. So, and it has done wonders, and it continues to do wonders. And I utilize it as a part of my self-love practice, as a part of my cleansing and healing practice. So I highly, highly recommend, you know, whatever you choose to get, definitely utilize one of them, utilize one of her products to start your journey of connecting with your womb. And that is another question I want to go ahead and follow up, or go ahead and get into that. What advice would you give someone who is wanting to start their journey of self-love, or their journey of connecting with their wombs and their pussies? Like, what advice would you give to someone who may even, they may be having a hard time and don't know where to start? So what advice would you give?
So when it comes to women specifically connecting to, like,
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Their womb space and their vaginas, where to start? I feel like the first place to start, and I always recommend this book, is The Sacred Woman book by Queen of Fool, just because I think it's a really beautiful, well-written book in terms of women connecting to their womb space and kind of understanding the womb from a holistic perspective. I would also even say get the power of looking at your yoni. I don't really promote it much, but it's a book that I have written in 2017. And if you go on Amazon.com and you look up The Power of Looking at Your Yoni, I give you step-by-step instructions on how to connect with your womb space. And oftentimes I say the first step is to start to look. The first step is to get the mirror. The first step is to get the mirror, to look at your vagina and start speaking some affirmations into that space. Start utilizing your view of that space, right? I like to break it down in a really simple example, just like how me and Amon are having these conversations and we're talking, right? We're looking at each other. For me, that looking is acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of times a lot of women do not acknowledge their vaginas. They wait to go to the gynecologist and they're their gynecologist looks at it. And when I say this, I don't mean you're just coming out of the shower and you see the front of your vagina. I'm talking about your vaginal lips, okay? Your vulva area. That's what I'm talking about in terms of taking a mirror and looking. It's either your partner is looking or it's either your gynecologist is looking. But when is the last time you look? That's what I'm saying. So I think acknowledgement is the first step. I would even recommend getting into some vaginal steaming. And I recommend that first because I know some people could be really squeamish about maybe using a detox pearls, but I would recommend a detox pearls for a deep cleanse. But I think the vaginal steaming is so beautiful. I had a session last week with myself and it's so beautiful because you just get to like pamper your vagina, right? You get to pamper your vagina in a practice that a lot of women have done for a long, long time. Like vaginal steaming is an indigenous practice that has been practiced in different countries in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, in the Caribbean. And so as a woman wanting to reconnect, I think that's one of the easiest ways because it doesn't take very long. And what it is, for those that don't know, is when a woman is sitting over a pot of like steaming herbs and the medicinal properties of those herbs going up to her vagina, aka the yoni steam. And for me, what I always tell my audience is like, what was your intention before you did that steam? You may want to speak some affirmations into the water because water can hold the energy. So what are you speaking right into that water before you do that steam? And then how are you feeling, right? When I had taken my steam last week, I had did it in front of my mirror. And I was sitting on my queen's throne, which I said I got as detox. And I like it because I get to navigate really easy on it. I'm the person that if I'm having a really wonderful steam, and I was, you know, I could feel, how do we say, activated, like sexually activated, because it's like warmth, right? And so I may like move my hips around, look in the mirror, say some affirmations. Sometimes I like to fold over versus sitting up all the way. And I'm just feeling how that looks and breathing. Like I'm literally feel like I'm opening up my vagina and breathing in all that steam and then releasing. And so for me, that's one way to connect. Another simple way is taking your hands, right, and speaking some affirmations over your womb. I think a really wonderful affirmation that women can say is like, hey, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Because we can go into, right, speaking to the womb, like if you've neglected somebody for a very long time, and you may want to connect, you may want to apologize. And so mm-hmm. It's the same thing, right, with your womb space, right? And so you may want to apologize and you want to like actually have a relationship. For me, because I'm looking at the womb space in this energetic way and the vagina in this energetic way, it's not weird for me to like say these words out loud to my womb or my vagina. For you, that may feel weird to you in the beginning, but after a while, just look at it as building a relationship. Right? It may not be something that you see the impact of within a day or two, but I can guarantee you if you're actively working on connecting to your womb space and your vagina, you'll definitely see the difference in yourself within 3 to 4 months. Something will shift within you. Something will change. Maybe your intuition is going to go stronger. Maybe you actually listen to yourself. Maybe when you know what's right and wrong for you, you make the decision that's right for you. I like to say, like, I like to be a blessing to myself, not a detriment to myself. And so there are times where maybe back in the day, I could be like, girl, you was being a detriment. You didn't even know. Right. I have grace back in the day. And I still have grace. Right. But I like, man, like, you want to be a blessing or do you want to be a detriment? Because we have choices and we make choices, right? And I like to make choices that are going to be, I'm a blessing to myself, right? And so as you are making that connection to your womb space and your vagina, those changes, that is being a blessing to yourself. Those changes you're going to see over time in your decision-making, in your beliefs about yourself, and what you can do. Are you thinking bigger? Are you more confident about yourself, et cetera? So when we're talking about that, kind of like the spiritual work or the work that's unseen, you can't really see it right away. Just know and believe that you will see a shift in yourself over time.
That is a great, great, great point, because sometimes whenever we start certain journeys or we start something new, we may feel like, oh, I'm not seeing any results because it's not happening quickly. But that does not mean that shit is not moving.
Yeah.
I really love how you made that point. And to also give ourselves grace. I think that's so important along this journey because we are learning. And especially are unpacking trauma when it comes to that, and it's layers, and it's not just our trauma. We come from the wombs of our mothers, so whatever their mothers carried, their mothers' mothers, like, that's still within us. So when we are unpacking our own trauma, we're not just unpacking ours, we're unpacking ancestral, you know, things as well. So I love how you emphasize, like, to have grace, to stay committed to the journey, and that's the big thing. And one of the things that I posted, like, recently is when people say the destination is the journey, like, that is some real shit. Like,
you will get over time, though, because you're like, when it's gonna happen. But I do agree with you about that.
Right. So it's like, sometimes it may take some time, and that's okay. And I did want to ask you, because I just posted the video of me teaching yoga at your Pussy Power event. So when is that gonna come back? Because some ladies were in the comments, they were like, I mean, and I was like, well, yeah, so,
you know, I'm not sure yet. I feel like when I want to have it, I want it to be hot. So I would like to do it in the summer. And whether it will be in Atlanta or maybe New York, I have a lot of people in New York, you know, but I'd like it has to be warm outside. So I want it to come back, and I want it to be in the summer, because I want to be in my lingerie looking all sexy with y'all too. So I would say if it came back, it would be anytime after July 2022. I would have to figure out a few things, but I would love to have it come back. And now I had posted it too, and people were really interested. I feel like a good push, a good advertisement would be really well, because people could see, like, what they're about to, you know, be invited to. Somebody said, yes, New York, please. So yes, it will come back, but let's just wait till after July. After July, we're good to go.
Yeah, exactly. It was that event, that whole event was so much fun. I loved it. I really loved it. And so that's pretty much everything that I wanted to ask you. Is there anything else that you wanted to convey to the people, or any final message words?
So we had just passed Valentine's Day, right? Yeah. And you had talked about how, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be about a lover, right? How people could be in their feelings for having a lover and not having a lover or whatever. And I agree with that. But I was taking a bath on Valentine's Day, and it's my own personal opinion, y'all. This is not facts or written facts, but a thought that I had was Valentine's Day is Oshun's Day. And why is that? Because February 14th, 1 + 4 = 5, and 5 is her number. And she's about, like, love and sensualness. And I just thought about how I was taking a bath with roses, and it was a self-love bath. And I haven't done one of those rose baths in so long. And I was just like, this is about me loving myself. And when I was posting that day, I was talking about, like, I even bought myself a really beautiful bouquet of flowers, and I put some affirmations just about, like, I love who I am right now. I love who I'm becoming, and I love myself in the present. There's another affirmation I don't remember. But for the people that happen to be single or happen to be in a relationship, I think you could definitely celebrate love in general on Valentine's Day. For me, it's just a celebration of love. I know it's something that's highly commercialized. I know that people can say that it's linked to certain things in history. I know all of that, right? But if you're here, right, we're here in the States, and people are just out there doing a thing. You see it everywhere on Instagram. How can you take this and utilize it for you in a good way? And for me, it's like just realizing that it's just.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable, and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
It's about love in general. You could like send your friends gifts. You can send your own self a gift. You can tell yourself that you love yourself. You can celebrate yourself. And so for me, it's like, it's not something that you necessarily have to be sad about in terms of not having a partner, because I feel like that will come at some point. It will come for you. And I really believe that for a lot of women, I feel like some women have really given up on love out there, and I because of all the things that they've been through. But I really believe that for those that are really desiring that type of love, that you will get it. But as you are working on yourself, in the meantime, work on yourself. It's going to come. It's going to happen. You know, and that's another part of the belief, is believing that it's going to happen for you. I will never say all men are dogs. I will never say all people, you know, bisexual for me, but I would never say that. I feel like if I said that, then that means that I would never have a great partner, and I don't believe that. And so for the woman out there are that are looking for love or calling in that divine partnership, you know, believe it for yourself. Not everybody's the same. Like, there's so many different types of people. So why would there not be a person out there for you? Like, literally, that's the question you should ask yourself. Why would there not be a person out here for me? Like, why?
And I'm so glad you said that, because one of the things that I see a lot in my comment section when I'm posting my couples thing or whenever like it's advertised, they're like, oh, where's my partner? I wish I had someone. And I always tell them, claim it. Claim it. You have to claim that. You have to know in your mind that there is going to be someone for you. So I love how you just said that to anyone who may need it to hear that. Because listen, I'm single right now, but I've been claiming.
Okay.
And I don't mind like teaching these couples classes. Like, somebody asked me, I was like, it doesn't bother you being single? Hell no. I love, you know, assisting couples in that aspect, because I'm not only, it's almost like a manifestation technique and tool, because I know what type of energy I want to foster in my own relationship, because I know I can't come in, honey child, you know. So it's like,
and it's true, because, and you know what I love is when you talk about like how you feel assisting these couples, right? It's like, I really believe the things that we are desiring for ourselves, if you have bitterness in your heart when other people are experiencing that thing, I think you need to work through it. I'm not gonna say that the bitterness is a bad thing. The feeling is coming up for you to do something. I feel like if you want certain things in life, like if I know I want to be a wealthy woman, I am not gonna look at the person that's in the fucking nice ass car in a G-Wagon and be bitter about it. I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm like, oh, yes, calm that in. Yes, 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 shine. So the fact that Iman is like assisting these couples in their intimacy, and that's another deeper level of love, right? In their intimacy, I feel like is a cultivation of her own energy, like her own manifestation. She knows what she wants. She's assisting these couples. She's seeing the love that they have for each other, and she's cultivating the Dominique. She's cultivating the intimacy. And so it's just like, I know she's going to be blessed with the fucking partner of her dreams.
Say that, sis.
She's got no bitterness, you know, and if she did ever, she had to work through that, right? I'm trying to say, so it's just like, work through that, but to be bitter and mad, who is that serving? Because it's not serving you, girl.
Right. A good ass point. I had to get up out my seat and start. Girl, because Lord, that is a major part of it, believing it and also not being bitter towards other people who have what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, let that be an example, calling that in. So I love how you just touched on that. Child.
Thank you. I have a question for you, Iman, if you don't mind me asking.
Go ahead.
So I know you're teaching your central classes, and I'm thinking that's basically helping women to tap more into themselves. I just wanted to know, what made you want to go on your own journey when it comes to your sensuality?
Ooh, girl, I could write a book. I will say this. So getting into yoga and meditation, I initially started that journey in particular. So for me, it didn't start off necessarily with sensuality and sexuality. It started off because I was experiencing anxiety really, really bad. I was on medication, all that stuff, but I did not like the medication aspect of trying to fix my anxiety.
Yeah.
And what I was experiencing and going through. So I remember hearing about yoga, and I heard that it was, you know, relaxing and helpful for the mind. And I was like, well, let me get into this yoga stuff, see what it's about. And I started taking classes around the city. And the more I got into it, the more I started to realize and notice the shifts and changes that were happening in my life.
Yeah.
I used to feel exhausted all the time just for no reason. And as I got into yoga and meditation, all of that was just changing. I had more energy. I felt more connected to myself. And then the sensual and sexual aspect of it came up. One day I was in a Kundalini yoga class and I was just laying there. And I said this during my live with Jay, actually.
Yeah.
Laying there and they were playing the gong towards the end of the class. And I started to feel like sexual energy rise up during a yoga class. And that threw me because I'm like, I only associated sexual energy with having sex with somebody, being in the bedroom. I only associated it with that physical aspect. But once I started to experience that orgasmic energy outside of the bedroom, I was like, oh shit, there's more to this than they're telling us, than we have been told, than they're teaching us. There's more to sexuality. There's more to sexual energy. There's just a whole world that I had no idea about.
Yeah.
Once I started to realize that, and I also started to develop and decide, I want a better relationship with myself. I want to get to know myself beyond the surface. I wanted to discover my own beauty, not just take what people try to tell me what beauty is, what that means. I was really on, it was spiritual, it was sexual, it was mental, it was so many layers and so many things that were happening for me at that time.
Yeah.
So that was really the initial start of my journey.
I like that. And so how does that look now? Like in everyday practice, what does that look like?
So one thing I just recently implemented like some months ago is Reiki.
Yeah.
So I'll do Reiki on myself. I got my certification. So that's something I'll do. I'll do like energy healing session on myself. I'll meditate. I'll stretch. Working out is another major thing for me because working out is not just physical. It's not just about being fine. I mean, I love being fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's so much more than physical. It's spiritual. And it's allowed me to like, my confidence has shot through the roof since I started working out and getting in tune with my body in that aspect. Dancing, baby, I will twerk around the house, shake my ass. I have a whole, and even when it comes to like bringing in money manifestation, I have a whole money playlist that I'll shake my ass to, you know, if I want more money.
Yes.
And song, Pussy Popping, Pussy Popping.
It's called Pussy Power, yes.
Yeah. I'll twerk to your song, My Pussy Pop, because of Bridge Drew.
Thanks.
Utilizing stuff like that, affirmations and uplifting songs and dancing to them. So, and sometimes it looks like me resting all day and not doing a goddamn thing and just not going to work, not being bothered. Really about me honoring what I need, figuring out what that looks like, and then taking the actions and steps that I need to, but also, like you were saying, having grace with myself and not being too hard on myself, because whenever I'm striving towards something, sometimes I can get a little bit down if something doesn't go a certain way. It's like, you know, when you're running a business too and you're trying to have things a certain way. So really just figuring out what I need within that time frame and at that moment and pouring into myself in the way that I need to.
I like that. I think Iman is totally right about the working out. I don't work out much, but when I do work out, y'all, I feel inspired.
Right.
I breathe deeper. I feel more at peace. I feel like I have more clarity. Yes. Okay. I like to work out from home, y'all, for my lap. Like I look at the videos and I work out like that. That is what works for me. But like just moving the body, even doing deeper yoga. When I had went to Jamaica for my birthday, I had taken a yoga class and it was an intense yoga class. Okay.
Okay.
Lady Ann, your class is great. But it was an intense yoga class and there was a lot of new moves that I hadn't seen a lot of teachers use and I really liked it. And I was sweating. And she was also talking about the breathing, the deep, like she wanted to teach the tantra, but she didn't teach it that day. But it was just so good. It was just so good. I'm just like, moving the body is the best. And I think even me, sometimes I'll forget to do that. And when I do it though, I feel so good. And so I think it was interesting that you had said that working out did all of that for you, because it really is more than just the physical, how I'm going to look. It's a deep connection to yourself.
It really is. Exactly. I will add another thing that I do is therapy. So that is something I highly recommend and I'm pretty vocal about.
Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Olenike Osibowale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store, or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? So you're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys.
For anyone, because although yoga and meditation, all these holistic tools, absolutely amazing, therapy has taken my journey to a new level, especially for Black women in particular. There is that strong Black woman, identity. And sometimes we may not even realize that we're holding on to it. And I personally didn't realize that I still kind of held that type of mentality, like wanting to do everything on our own, wanting to be so much, just getting shit done. And we have no choice but to be strong. But baby, let me tell you, therapy really helped me see my humanity. It really allowed me to be vulnerable. It really allowed me just to kind of be okay with relaxing and be okay. Yeah. Like you were saying earlier, you wanting to be more in your feminine and to receive.
Yeah. So
therapy really helped me as far as just one, having more compassion for myself and just allowing me to see myself just more as a human and not just, I get stuff done, I'm strong and I'll get through it. It really just allowed me to just, damn, I need to cry, just hold a little bit more space for myself and have someone, a professional, kind of just work with me.
Girl, I started my therapy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody I have found that I really like. And she's also certified in Reiki because I wanted somebody that can also do energy healing if that was needed. And I had originally had an energy healing session with her. I liked it. And then we had moved on to therapy, holistic therapy. And I really like it, man. Like, I feel like my therapist, and can you just believe it? Let's just praise dance for a little bit. It's 2022 and two Black women are talking about going to therapy. Ooh, yes, yes. I love to see it.
Period.
Our ancestors had this option. No, they didn't.
Exactly.
They didn't. Exactly. So I say praise to us for doing the work. I feel like my therapist, helped me look at different things that happened in my life in a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful for that. She asked me different questions I've never asked myself and made me think about how I grew up and how that may have impacted me. And I've never asked myself certain questions. Mm-hmm. So for the people listening, I think that whatever way you can, I definitely think therapy is helpful. Find you a therapist that work is in alignment with you. My therapist happens to be a Black woman that has locks. That does Reiki. Okay. That's how you get alignment. Now that doesn't mean that your therapist has to look like you. I'm just saying, but if that's a thing for you, there are therapists like that. And I always want to recommend this platform called BetterHelp. And BetterHelp is an online platform where Selfish Babes can go, or even Imam's people can go as well, where you can find therapists online. And they also have financial aid options. So never think that therapy is not something that you can afford. And I just want to plug this real quick. If you go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabes, you get 10% off matching with the therapist. And so if you can do it, look into the financial aid options. I don't want you to think that therapy is not for you or only for a certain type of income bracket. Right. I think it's very helpful with what you can do right now, but it's phenomenal. So I just wanted to touch on that because, really, if you think about it, did our ancestors have this choice? I'm trying to say, this is some of the things that we do, which are becoming more normalized, which I love, is just beautiful. Like, for me to be healing, for us to be healing, for us to be addressing things. I think we're, I'm 30, you're turning 30, right? I think we're in a generation, me and my girlfriend talk about this a lot, where like we have the option to be able to heal a lot of the stuff that even my mom possibly didn't get to heal. You know what I'm trying to say? And then we bring in the next generation that's going to be even more like sound and healthy and affirming less traumatized. Affirming less traumatized, okay? So I just had to shout that out because in my spirit, I'm just like, wow, they didn't have this opportunity that we have. I'm so grateful. I'm always grateful for the ancestors of great character. I'm so grateful that I get to live this life and that I'm able to utilize these tools that we have now because that is really a blessing. Wow. Amazing. I do have another question though, Iman. So you do teach yoga in Atlanta. Can we get your name? I know we have both audiences right now.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So my name is Iman Bruton. My business is IB Divine Yoga, IBDIVINEYOGA.
And what do you do? Like, we're in Atlanta. How do we know about your classes? How do we find out?
So I do teach in Atlanta. So my schedule is on my website, ibdivineyoga.com. And if you also follow me, I will have, I post about my classes and you can see visuals and testimonials from my sessions. But I usually teach on Saturdays in the afternoon. I teach a class called Owning the Sensual Sexual Self. It's for the women that want to get more in tune with their bodies, utilizing, you know, yoga, meditation, and breath work, and a few other things, dancing, that I utilize in that class. And I also have a version of that class for couples that you all can look at. And I also have my IB Divine couples yoga class, which is different from the sensual couples class. One is about sex and we talk about orgasms. We talk about, you know, shifting the narrative that we have about around being sensual and sexual. And then in my IB Divine Couples Yoga class, that class is more so to assist you and your partner with cultivating intimacy outside of the bedroom. Sexual feelings will come up in that class, and it can come up. I got a baby on my belt, y'all.
What you mean? Somebody said they got pregnant after?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
She got pregnant with her first baby girl. I was like, okay. So, yeah, that's what I offer. That's what I have right now.
Virtual, too.
Yes, I do. I do virtual, and I also offer private sessions. So if you want to experience any one of my classes, whether it's the couples classes or the individuals, if you go on my website under private sessions, you can book a private session with me. So yeah, just check out my website, follow my page, and to stay up to date with all the things that I'll have coming out.
Thank you.
I appreciate you for coming on here, giving your time and your energy, and for asking me questions. I appreciate that too.
Like, oh, save this live though. I think I'm gonna make it a podcast. So
yeah, okay. And I'll post it to the page as soon as we're. Is there anything else that you want to say before we go?
Since we're talking about sensuality, I'll just say that make sure that you're having pleasure, y'all. You know, pleasure through your vagina, pleasure through your orgasms, pleasure just in everyday life. Whatever you can find that is pleasurable for you, make sure to do it. Even if it's only 5 minutes of stretching, if it's watching your favorite show, if like for me, I got a dessert today because that's what I want. I was like, oh, I want some donuts today. That's what I got. You know, I think life is meant to be enjoyed. And as I'm creating my life, I want to have more moments of joy and pleasure. And so as you are creating your life, no matter what stage of life you are, no matter your income bracket, ask yourself, how can I create some joy today for me? I think that's very important. It's just very important. I know a lot of things are going on in the world. Things are always going on in the world. But how can you create joy in your current world, which is your personal reality? That's what I would say.
That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And on that note, thank y'all for joining us, for attending. I hope your spirits have been fed, your souls have been fed. Wait, girl, hold on. Did you watch the Verses the other night?
No, I know who they had. I didn't watch it.
Child, Anthony Hamilton, Music Soul Child.
You loved it. You loved it. I didn't get to watch it. I know I had seen something come up on a blog that said people were mad that they had to pay for something. Then they said that, oh, no, they were breaking it free and it was going to be back on Instagram. And I heard the name mentioned, but I didn't know the date. But was it good?
Girl, when I tell you my soul was fed, and you know, I already know I got tickets to the Maxwell concert, and I got like close, like I'm like in the front.
Okay.
And yes. Is going to be there, so I'm ready, child.
Okay. See, look at that. Even watching that created some joy, right?
Exactly. All right, love. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much again. I love you.
Love you too. Bye, y'all.
Y'all, peace.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Linked below. Mwah.